Hiya, it's the team talk. It's the final team talk of the season. I am Josh Sexton, of course, as you know by this stage. And Jurgen Klopp has just held his final press conference of the season, his Crystal Palace press conference. And joining me for the final time to react to that are Sean Bennett, Kev Walsh and Mike Kearney. Some interesting and saddening, as we've been discussing in the sort of preamble to this, talking points in Jurgen Klopp's press conference. He talked about Gini Wijnaldum, so we will come on to talk about that. He talked about how the team have turned this season around as well, and obviously managed to keep it alive until the final day, so we'll talk about that, and we'll do team selection and score predictions in the final part of the show. But we'll start with the Gini Wijnaldum stuff, Sean, because it sort of feels like today it is coming to this sad end. Dan Morgan actually wrote a piece for the Anfirap website about it today, and it's made me feel all quite melancholic about the whole thing, because we almost haven't thought about Gini for the last few weeks because we've been so consumed by this top four run. But now, as it ticks down to the final day, you sense that it's only going one way, and Klopp's quotes seem to sort of suggest the same, really.
Yeah, I think it feels inevitable, and I think, you know, from this season, the consistency he's put in to even get us to this point, I think, can't be underestimated. You know, what a servant he's been for the club, and being such a big part of the progression of the football club since Klopp come in. So, yeah, I feel like I could kind of tell in some of his celebrations. You know, he's given for the team, but he definitely wasn't as buzzing as Mo Salah when some of these goals have been going in. So, yeah, I think we've all got our heads around it. Amazing that we can get on the ground and see him off. And I think, you know, don't forget, Klopp will have already been planning for this. You know, we brought Thiago in, Curtis Jones coming through. So, yeah, I think we can just be thankful, give him a nice little send-off, get a few Gini Wijnaldum songs in, and wish him well.
Yeah, Kev, it's dead funny, because every time Jurgen gets asked one of these questions where you don't sort of expect him to answer it, this is why I like that the journalists do it, because he'll start off by saying he's got nothing to say, but because Jurgen likes to talk beyond that point and expand on it, he ends up saying the thing that the journalists were originally looking for, and he says, it's not the first time we had situations like that, and the boys always did well, and obviously we've seen over the last few seasons with Lallana and Lovren, etc., although fans weren't in the ground then, that the boys always do well and until the final moment, and it does just feel now like that this is the sort of final act of Gini Wijnaldum's career. I've heard people talking about Middlesbrough in 2017 as well, when he scored the goal to get us into the top four, so maybe it'll be a bit of a full circle ending for him.